Good morning, and how are you? Oh my goodness me. I've just had the fright of my life. Scary, scary. Oh dear me. I got up and I thought, right, I'll get dressed, and then just pop some clothes on and then come out, make a coffee, and then come and record this. So that's what I was going to do. However, no. I sat on the edge of my bed and I felt something. I just felt something tickly, or I don't know, just felt something move. So I put my hand up to my head and sort of went to brush my hair with my hand and felt something in it, something sort of that wasn't hair, clearly. Didn't know what it was, but I went, oh, and kind of flicked it off my head. Didn't know what it was, so I'm then there with the torch on my phone trying to have a look and see where I'd flicked it so that I could look and see what it was. Finally convinced myself that it wasn't anything. So carried on putting my clothes on, went to pick up my top, and as I picked it up, there's a huge black hairy spider in it, actually in my top, making itself a lovely little bed there. So that's where I'd flicked it, clearly. So the top then went flying. I screamed. How I didn't wake everybody up in the entire house, I really don't know. But oh my God, I was so frightened. So yes, that was my how I woke up this morning. Fully awake now, not sleepy at all, because I'm definitely awake. Oh, I've never had so many spiders in my house as I have this year. They all seem to be making a beeline, not just for my house, but for me as well, because the last time one was running along the edge of the chair where I was sat. So, oh my goodness me. Ooh. So yes, that is my morning so far, which isn't going well. Happy Wednesday, by the way. We're in the middle of another week. Oh dear me. And it's only 14 weeks till Christmas. That is not a long time. So start getting your Christmas presents. I've already started, so I'm fine. I'm all good with mine. I'm on the verge of being almost done. Anyway, let's see the riddle from yesterday. What was the riddle from yesterday? It was from Brody. Brody, which fish is invited to the war? Wow, that's quite a good one. And the answer is even better because the answer is swordfish. Yes, I can't believe that one. I really like that one. That one's really good. Who saw on the news just recently about not swordfish, but about a shark who got stranded on the beach in Florida, and a group of men who were at the beach helped it get back into the sea. I watched the video and it's a huge, great big thing. And it, poor little thing, poor little face on it was so sad. But it was obviously very distressed. And these men were trying to haul it by its tail and roll it back. And this, obviously, it didn't understand what was happening. So it kept thrashing out at them, and they were very brave because they carried on, and they saved it, and it, in the end, it swam away. Didn't say thank you, which I found very it should have done. But no, They were very brave and very, very good to be able to do that, don't you think? So anyway, if you Google shark stuck on beach in Florida or something, I'm sure something will come up if you didn't see it, because it is very, very good watching it. Okay, so the riddle today comes from Andrew, and bear in mind, I just want to ask you to be patient sometimes, because I know a lot of you send in riddles, but I do try and read them as in the order that they come in. So, but if you do send, like, I don't know, say a couple in at a time, and other people have sent some in, I'd try and sort of break them up. So say read one of the two that have come in at the same time, and then one from somebody else, and then go back to yours. So yeah, it is a very sort of fine line. I do try to get round to them all. So anyway, this riddle is from Andrew. It says, "What keeps repeating what you say?" This could be my child again. All the riddles that Andrew sent in, because I think the last one he sent in was about what smells the place out, what stinks the whole place out. That could have been my son's feet. And this one is what keeps repeating what you say, my son. Definitely, the youngest one anyway, but I don't think that's the answer because Andrew hasn't met my son, so he doesn't know. So what keeps repeating what you say? Let us see what you think. I said about the fun fact, not, I don't think it was yesterday. Let me just bear with me. No, the fun fact from Monday was about the lions, if you recall. And I did say to you that it was a very sad fun fact. So it wasn't really a fun fact, it was a sad fact. And Jasper, you actually agreed, you said. That it was such a sad fact about the lions. And it really is. So maybe we just need to stop hunting them. What do you think? Do you think that might make a difference if we stop hunting animals? Because I know that there are very, very few elephants left. And I love elephants, absolutely love elephants. I think they're wonderful creatures. But there are very few of them left, and it is down to people hunting them for sport, hunting them for sort of, with elephants, it's their tusks that they want. Lions and tigers, things like that, they hunt them for their fur. And it is very, very sad that we as human beings are depleting their the earth of these beautiful, beautiful animals. So I think we all need to stop hunting. There we go. So if you know somebody that does hunt, smack them on the hand and say no, no more. So the fun fact for today is about cats, but about little ones. Mind you, I don't know. It might be about lions and big cats as well. Scientists have found that cats have the same brain patterns as humans while they sleep. So they assume that cats can dream. Now, I've always thought that cats can dream because when mine's asleep, sometimes you'll see him laid there and his little feet will be going and we'll sort of laugh and say, oh, he's chasing mice. Only chases mice in his dreams. He doesn't chase them in real life, but he can just watch them when it's in real life. But he definitely chases, and sometimes he must have nightmares, I think, because he sort of whimpers, whines, and I think dogs do that as well. So maybe they're chasing rabbits or having a nightmare about maybe a big giant rabbit. So there you go. They assume cats can dream the same way as humans. So maybe that's the difference. So the true false fact yesterday, or true false question, sorry, was true or false, bananas are berries. Well, they might not look like berries and they might not be called like raspberry or strawberry, but they are in fact berries. So yeah, definitely. And both Jasper and Andrew, you both got that one right. So definitely well done to you, because I wouldn't have got that one right if it hadn't have been in front of me. So today's true false question is it true or false Mars is nicknamed the blue planet? What do you think? Do you think it's yes, true, or no, false? Let me know. I love seeing how clever you all are. I really do. What day is it today? Well, I love this day because I love, it's might be Wednesday, which is halfway through the week. So I always call Wednesday hump day because you've got up, gone up the hill. You've reached the hump of the hill and now you're on your way down the hill to the weekend. So it's hump day today. Happy hump day. It's also National Fried Rice Day, which I love. Absolutely love fried rice, and it's so easy to make. You just make some rice, some eggs, and it's a bit like scrambly eggs with fried, you know. So easy to make, and I love fried rice, so might actually be having fried rice tonight for tea. I don't know what to have with them, but chicken and fried rice or something similar. So definitely. It's also, though, for those of you who aren't overly keen on fried rice, it is also National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So there you go. National Pepperoni Pizza. I'm sure lots and lots of you will like that one. But then, bearing in mind that fried rice isn't quite as good as normal rice, and pepperoni pizza is a bit like a junk food as well, it's also National Fitness Day. So, do we eat? It's a bit of a would you rather. Would you rather eat those things or exercise? Stay fit. I know which one I'd rather. But I suppose you could do both, couldn't you? It's National Punch Day, which no, is not go around punching people. No, 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 no. It is punch a drink. It's mixed fruit drink. We can make anything or put anything in it, really. You can do non-alcohol or you can do an alcohol one. But it's National Punch Day. So I think we should make a drink. In fact, we could make a drink. What drinks... what drink would you make if you could mix anything? What would you make and what would you call it? There you go. I would put Vimto. I love Vimto. It's my favorite. Vimto and mango juice together. That would be my punch, and it would be called, oh, I can't think of a name for it. Sarah's punch. There you go. Very, very Oh, inventive. But no, I can't think of a proper name, a good name. But what drink would you make? What would you call it? And what would you mix together to make the drink? It's also National String Cheese Day. So, who likes string cheese? My youngest son loves those cheese string things. I think they're awful, but he loves them. National, I think it's pronounced Queso Day. I don't know, but it's like a cheese dip and it comes from Mexico. It originated in Mexico and it did start out as basically being green chilies in cheese and being more about the chilies than the cheese. But nowadays it is all about the cheese. Cheese dip. I love melted cheese, anything. If I could have anything and you dip it in melted cheese, oh, that is definitely my favorite thing. I do love, well, I love any kind of cheese, but melted cheese definitely. So there you go. Those are the days today. Would you rather question? So the would you rather question from yesterday. I cannot remember. Was would you rather eat sweets and walk, go for a walk, so basically exercise, or would you eat veg and stay and watch movies? Okay, the one before that, the day before, we had one from Andrew, which was would you rather swim in soda or swim in chocolate? So let's have a look and see what we've got. Jasper, you said that you would rather eat sweets and go for walks. You also said that you'd swim in chocolate rather than soda. You also got the ghost riddle right about the living room. It avoids the living room, as did Art and Edie. They both said living room. And Andrew, you said living room as well. So there you go. And Mia, everybody's in living room. Everyone got that riddle right. And Mia, you said that you would rather swim through soda. And also would like me to know that you can multitask. I cannot. We have already established I cannot multitask ever. I can literally do one thing at a time, and sometimes I don't even manage to do that. But you can sing and play the piano at the same time, so well done you. I can scream and jump up and down at the same time when I see a spider or when a spider's on me, if that's any good. Is that multitasking? I don't know. Not sure. I don't know who EH is. I've got a feeling we have had this discussion before. But do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start writing. I'm going to write on the back page of my birthday book. Who everybody is, because when you send a message in, all I can see is the username, and sometimes it's not your account, sometimes it's your mum's, it's your dad's, it's your gran's, whatever. So sometimes all I know is the actual username. So, and I forget because we all know my memory is not brilliant. I forget who is it using. I get so many messages, I forget who uses which username. So, starting today, for the next message that you send me, could you please just have your name on it somewhere? Just put it's so and so, or I know Andrew, you always put hi, it's Andrew. But or at the end of the message, put from whoever. And that way I can write the the username that you're using and what the actual name is. And that way I get to say all your names all the time. There are so many different people messaging. So this one is EH. I don't know who it is and I do apologise, but you would prefer to, or you would rather, eat sweets and walk because you love both of them, apparently. Who doesn't love sweets? And I love walking as well. Mia, you're the only one so far, so you are unique. Because you're the only one that said you'd rather eat veg and watch movies. Now, does that mean that you prefer veg over sweets? This is what I would like to know. Evie, you would eat sweets and go for a walk because you love taking your puppy for a walk. So what kind of puppy do you have? And what, how old is your puppy? What kind of dog is it? I just love all these questions because I love to get to know people. But definitely tell me all about your puppy. And I love taking dogs for walks. You have suggested nature as a theme for the scavenger hunt. So you're the first one. So if nobody else comes up with anything at all, it looks like we will be doing a nature scavenger hunt on Friday. So thank you very much for your suggestion there. I love it. If anybody else sends in one, then I'll have because we're going to do a weekly one. So there'll be sort of a list of different ones. Also, Evie, you're having a sleepover on Friday with your friend. So are you going to her their house or are they coming to your house? I like it when my children go for sleepovers. I like it when my children go to sleepovers at other people's houses. But then I have to have them back. And some of the children are worse behaved, let's just say that. Worse behaved than mine. and I'm not allowed to tell them off. This is just not fair, is it? I don't mind people coming and having sleepovers at my house. I've already got three children there, so to be honest, it doesn't really matter how many more I have. It doesn't make that much difference, does it really? So I thought we would read the next, where are we? Dooby dooby doo, muddle of pixies. Silly little Goofy. All about a pixie called Goofy. So, let's see. Silly little Goofy. Oh, no, before I do that, because otherwise I will forget to do it, the would you rather question today is, would you rather be stuck on an island on your own, forever, on your own, or with someone you dislike, someone you hate? Ooh, that's a good one, isn't it? That one comes from me, by the way. I thought of that one and I thought, oh, would I be rather be stuck on my own forever with nobody to talk to? Or would I be stuck with someone I hate, who I didn't want to talk to? And I think, well, I don't know. See, I thought at first, no, I would rather be on my own. And that way I don't have to try and talk to them or whatever. But there's going to come a point when I really do need interaction with another human being. So I don't know with that one. I'm looking forward to seeing your answers, though. Most definitely. Right, now we'll read the story, because I do apologise. Oh, my goodness. So, Silly Little Goofy. There was once a small pixie called Goofy who really did do silly things. He was always making tea without putting tea into the teapot and putting salt on his stewed apples instead of sugar. You really couldn't help laughing at him. Have you heard how he tried to mend Ho-Ho's motor hooter? You haven't? Well, I really must tell you and give you a good laugh. Ho-Ho had a large green and yellow car, and it had a fine hooter that went beep, beep, beep very loudly whenever he pressed it. And he pressed it quite a lot because the high street in Goofy's village was always crowded with pixies and fairies and brownies doing their shopping. But one day, when Ho-Ho pressed his fine hooter, it didn't make a sound. Not a pip came out of it, not even a little squeak. It was very sad. Ho-Ho had to drive very slowly and carefully indeed, because he couldn't hoot people out of his way. Goofy was almost run over, and he stopped and glared at Ho-Ho. "I'm sorry, Goofy," said Ho-Ho, "but my hooter has lost its pip. It just won't pip-pip anymore. Listen!" He pressed the hooter hard, but no sound came out. Goofy pressed it too. "Well, I think I can mend it for you, Ho-Ho," he said. "Well, I'd rather you didn't, thank you," said Ho-Ho very quickly, for he knew that Goofy often did very silly things. "Now, hurry on your way, Goofy. I'm going into this shop to buy myself a new pair of socks." Ho-Ho hopped out of his car and went into the shop. Goofy stood and stared after him. He felt sure he could put Ho-Ho's hooter right, and he did so want to try. "Well, if the pip-pip has gone, I could easily put it back again," thought Goofy. "I could buy an orange and put the pips inside the hooter. Then it would be full of pips again, and Ho-Ho would be so pleased." Goofy waited till Ho-Ho was safely inside the sock shop, and then he ran across the road to the fruit shop. He bought the largest orange he could see and went back to the car. He got into it and peeled the orange. Goofy was not at all a tidy person, and he scattered the peel all over the floor of Ho-Ho's neat car. Next, Goofy got out his pocket knife and made a small hole in the rubber part of the hooter. Then, one by one, he dropped the sticky orange pips inside. It was rather fun putting them in. "I feel as if I'm posting pips in a letterbox," said Goofy. "There, that's the last pip. Goodness, I must have put about 12 into the hooter. It ought to say pip, pip very loudly indeed now." He pressed the hooter, expecting it to pip, pip as loudly as could be. But it didn't make a sound. Not even the tiniest squeak came out of it at all. Oh, Goofy was dreadfully disappointed. He stared at the hooter in dismay. Why wouldn't it pip pip when he had put so many nice new pips inside? "Oh, perhaps it doesn't like orange pips," said Goofy at last. "Perhaps it would rather have apple pips. Yes, I feel sure it would rather have apple pips." So he went and bought an enormous ripe red apple. He sat in Ho-Ho's car and ate it. It was most delicious. There were plenty of brown pips in the core. Goofy carefully saved them all. "Well, I better take out the orange pips before I put in the apple pips, thought Goofy. But it was very difficult to squeeze out the orange pips. They just wouldn't come. Oh, well, I'll put in the apple pips on top of the other pips, thought Goofy. I don't expect the hooter will mind. Into the hooter went all the brown apple pips too. And then Goofy pressed the hooter again, expecting it to shout, "Bip, bip, bip," very loudly indeed. But no, not a single pip, pip came out of it. Goofy was upset. He began to wonder what Ho-Ho would say when he came out of the sock shop. Perhaps he wouldn't be very pleased. Goofy decided he would go home. Just as he had got out of the car, Ho-Ho came along with the shopkeeper. "If you'll let me unscrew your hooter and give it to my son to mend, I'm sure he can soon put it right for you," said the shopkeeper. So Ho-Ho got the screwdriver and began to unscrew the hooter from the side of the windscreen. But as soon as he'd got it off, he looked very puzzled. "Listen," he said to the shopkeeper, "this hooter rattles." He shook it, and sure enough, it rattled. Which, it just wasn't meant to do that. But it's not really surprising, considering what a lot of pips there were inside. Ho-Ho was most puzzled, and so was the shopkeeper. They both looked at the hooter in astonishment. Then Ho-Ho saw the little hole in the rubber of the hooter and was even more surprised. "Look at that hole," he said. "What made that, I wonder?" "Moths, do you think?" said the shopkeeper. "Of course not. Moths don't eat rubber, silly," said Ho-Ho. He shook the hooter again, and then he made the hole a little bit bigger. And out came 12 big orange pips and 8 large apple pips. "Goodness gracious me!" How Ho-Ho stared. "Who's been putting pips into my hooter?" he roared. "Who's been silly enough to think that pips in a hooter would mend it? Who?" And then he caught sight of Goofy creeping away down the road, looking very red indeed. Ho-Ho guessed at once that Goofy had been fiddling about with his hooter, and he gave an angry shout. He rushed after Goofy, took hold of his collar, and put all the orange and apple pips down poor Goofy's neck. You should have heard Goofy howl. "That's right," said Ho-Ho fiercely. "Run down the road, squealing and squeaking like a hooter. Didn't I tell you not to touch my hooter? You wait till I see you next time, and I'll bump you right over in the road with my car." And Goofy is so afraid that he will, that he hasn't dared to go shopping for 3 days. Poor Goofy. I think poor hungry Goofy might be more to the point, don't you? Fancy not being able to go shopping for 3 whole days. I don't think in his village they have online shopping either. So I don't think they'll be able to, he'll be able to just, you know, order online. So you might have to go hungry. What a silly thing to do. Imagine thinking that apple and orange pips would mend the hooter. I don't know. So, right, that is today's episode all finished. Don't forget, the question is, what drinks would you mix together to make your own special punch, and what would you call it? And also the would you rather question is, would you rather be stuck on an island forever on your own or with someone you hate? And I'm going to put that on a vote, on a poll. So we won't have the names of the people who have voted. It will just say who's voted for what. But when you answer the question, you can also put which one you would rather, so that I know who it is that's you would rather. Anyway, I will see you all again tomorrow, and until then, make sure you take care and stay safe, and I will see you all tomorrow. Bye for now.